Welcome to Wisdom for the Day, the podcast where we unpack the timeless wisdom of the Book of Proverbs, one bite-sized nugget at a time. Join us daily as we journey through this ancient treasure trove of insight, offering practical wisdom for modern living. Get ready to start your day with clarity, purpose, and a deeper understanding of life's greatest lessons. This is Wisdom for the Day, your daily dose of Proverbs wisdom. Today is day 85. We are in the ninth chapter of the book of Proverbs, verses 3 through 6. She has sent her servants to invite everyone to come. She calls out from the heights overlooking the city. "Come in with me," she urges the simple. To those who lack good judgment, she says, "Come eat my food and drink the wine I have mixed. Leave your simple ways behind and begin to live. Learn to use good judgment." In verse 3, the servants of wisdom, the woman, go to fetch the guests. Wisdom herself has invited the guests, and everyone can hear her message because everyone must choose whether to learn to be wise. In Luke chapter 14, verses 15 through 24, Jesus told a great story about a meal. A man invited all his friends to a great meal, but they all refused. The man was very angry. If his friends would not come, then other people must enjoy this great meal. So he invited poor people and ill people. He invited the blind. He invited people who couldn't walk. Everyone was welcome. Jesus' story means that we should invite everyone to become Christians. If our friends refuse, then we need to invite other people. We can invite poor people and ill people. We can invite people that we don't like. We can even invite our enemies. God wants us to do this. In heaven, God is preparing a great meal. God's house must be full of people. If our friends refuse, they will not be at God's great meal. Other people will take their place. In verse 4, wisdom chooses her guests. And she chooses them carefully. They're not the guests that we might select. She doesn't choose only clever people. She doesn't choose people whose conversation will be good. She doesn't choose famous people so that the others there will respect her. She doesn't even select wealthy people. Wisdom's guests are simple people. They're the people who do not know about good and evil behavior. They're people who do very many things wrong. These people have not learned to be wise. So wisdom wants to teach them. She wants to show the right way to them, and she wants to lead them to God. Jesus said, when you make a meal, don't just invite your friends. Don't invite your brothers or your relatives. Don't invite your rich neighbors. Because if you do, they might invite you back. You wanted to give a gift, but they'll repay you. When you make a great meal, invite poor people. Invite ill people. Invite blind people. Invite people who can't walk. Then God will be kind to you, because these people can't invite you back. Instead, God will reward you in heaven. That's from Luke 14, 12 through 14. In verse 6, a person must do two things to become a Christian. He needs to turn from evil behavior. The woman called wisdom says, leave your simple ways and live. He must trust in God. The woman called wisdom says, live wisely. Peter explains this in the book of Acts, chapter 3, verse 19. Refuse to do evil things. Turn to God. If you do this, then God will forgive you, and he'll give new life to you. So much in Proverbs so far has been telling us to prize God's wisdom. In today's passage, we're introduced to short wise sayings that we usually think of as proverbs. Wisdom offers these little wise tidbits to everybody. Now, of course, if someone's wise, they're going to ponder and keep following proverbs. But if someone doesn't understand God's statutes, he's not turned away. He's given the choice to leave his simple ways and live. Unfortunately, in society today, many people are too sophisticated to admit that they're simple and they don't understand what God requires of his creation. The worldly wise are not going to choose wisely. Pride blinds them to their lack of wisdom. So here's something to think about. Simple doesn't mean dim-witted. Does simple mean someone who hasn't searched for God's wisdom? Are you simple, or have you searched for wisdom? Well, that's all for today. But I'll be back tomorrow with more of Solomon's wise teachings. For free Wisdom of the Day merch, head to buymeacoffee.com/renewedmindsets and consider becoming a community member. If you like this show, please tell someone about it and share it with them. The executive producer of Wisdom for the Day is Yelena McClellan. Until tomorrow, I'm Rick. I love you. See ya.